This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, welcome to America Tonight, broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. I have to tell you, before we dive into what I think is an incredible show, I need to tell you that today I actually took a big risk. I hiked up something called Bell Rock. When you come to Sedona, you see these incredible rock, giant rock formations. I mean, amazing cliffs, etc. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to climb. And I climbed and I climbed and I climbed. And I have no idea how I got down. Needless to say, if you've never been to Sedona, put it on your list. Even if you don't climb Bell Rock or Cathedral Rock or any of the many other fabulous opportunities, you can go up to the top on a dune buggy. You can do a million different things in Sedona, Arizona. But the history here, it just gives me goosebumps, I have to say, honestly. Because I grew up in the Northeast and I've lived all over the country and I appreciate the history of this country. You know, growing up walking on cobblestone streets and the whole Seat of Liberty and where the Declaration of Independence was signed and the Liberty Bell was one thing. But then to come out west and see the Grand Canyon and now what Sedona, Arizona has to offer, it's just an absolutely incredible. There's something very calming about it. All right, not calming is what's happening on the day, including the president is threatening the shutdown, and this has been happening for a while, over the wall and immigration. Tired of the same old, and this fight over immigration, of course, as we know, and I've said it, it's decades old. This isn't a Donald Trump thing. This wasn't an Obama thing. This wasn't a Bush too. Thing. I mean, it goes way back. Actually, President Ronald Reagan had laws on the books. You can look it up. And they weren't enforced. And then they weren't enforced. It got worse. More people started to come in. There wasn't even a count, whatever a count would be. And then it got progressively nastier as we had drugs come into the country. Tunnels were dug. There was more crime and there were more gangs and very sad tales of people that were being abandoned at the border too, as well. It's a nasty piece of business that is our business, and it's not being handled. So the president tweeted a threat to push the government into a showdown ahead of the coming appropriations deadline in September if Congress doesn't fund his border wall and change the nation's immigration laws. We're seeing that there's still a big meltdown in trying to reunite some of these kids, and then there's some horrible stories that are coming out from some of the facilities where kids who were separated from parents went. It's a never-ending sad saga, a terrible piece of our history that I hope in my lifetime that we come to a great conclusion and solve this riddle. It should never have been allowed to spiral out of control the way that it has. And on Wednesday, you had immigration judges accusing Attorney General Jeff Sessions of interfering with deportation cases. So, you know, what does that mean? The judge said that the problems, you know, have arisen because of the National Association of Immigration. Judges wrote that Judge Stephen Morley had more than 80 cases removed from his docket because he was not finishing deportation cases fast enough. So the union representing U.S. immigration judges, did you know there was one, of course, filed a formal grievance against the Justice Department on Wednesday and accused Jeff Sessions of trying to dictate the outcome of deportation cases before a Philadelphia-based judge, who is this Morley that we're talking about. And Sessions, for his part, says, where Sessions used the case, a case that was going on, a rare case, as a basis and to order that immigration judges no longer had the power to close most cases as they had done in more than 350,000 cases over the past decade. Because that was the practice, by the way, that the Obama administration used to put many cases on hold so that immigration judges could focus more time on cases of undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Because remember, that was where the focus was. All right, and the big story on the day, and if I hadn't blathered on about climbing Bell Rock, I would have started with New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins arrested on insider trading charges after a federal grand jury indicted him on insider trading charges as well as lying to federal agents. Collins and his co-defendants surrendered to authorities on Wednesday morning in Manhattan. They're scheduled to be arraigned. They were arraigned, actually, in a federal court, and it's interesting because, as Jeffrey Berman, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, said at a press briefing, these charges are a reminder that this is a nation of laws and that everybody stands equal before the bar of justice. So what the indictment is that Collins, his son Cameron, and Stephen Zarsky, the father of Cameron's fiance, they're charging him with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and seven counts of securities fraud. So this is a big deal. Congressman Collins is also charged with making false statements to the FBI. Do you want the specifics? I'm going to give it to you. Let's drill down. Collins is specifically accused of receiving inside information about negative clinical tests conducted by a group, an Australian biotech company, with which he had been associated. So there, the son and others sold, because they got information, 1.78 million shares of this stock, this innate, it's called, before the bad news was made public in June of 2017, and then the share price, of course, plummeted. So they bumped out of it because they had inside information, which is what led to the charges and, of course, the investigation as well. Wow. All right, coming up on the show, like I said, we have a great jam-packed hour for you, a conversation with Tom Sima. He knows everything Russian, speaks Russian fluently backwards and forwards, deals with U.S. companies dealing with Russia, which is really interesting because of what's happening with Russian interference and all of that. And of course, there's business, lots of business between Russian businesses and the United States, maybe some that you aren't even aware of. So Tom talks about what is particularly interesting about that and what's happened with Putin because of Putin, what's happened as a result of the whole business interaction between Russia and the United States. Also, a conversation with Lisa Flynn. And who is Lisa Flynn? Lisa Flynn was a huge dog trainer, even to some famous dogs, and she's a rep for Life's Abundance, just like I am here on America Tonight. You hear the commercials for Kate's Kibbles. I mean, nobody is more in love with their dog than me, let's be honest. Mahalo, my golden retriever, who I miss dearly when I'm out on location in Sedona, but he would love it here, but he would not like the heat, and he couldn't have done that hike with me today up Bell Rock. But anyway, we're going to chat with her about dogs and all things related to that. And then also a conversation with Campbell McLaren, Combate Americas, what is it? Do you have any idea? Think UFC and MMA. He's part of the whole Forbes Books at Bedtime. Fascinating guy. This is such a fast-growing sport. I mean, really, it's already on its way up to the pinnacle, and this guy is mind-blowing, the things that he's been involved with. So sit back, enjoy. I'll enjoy with you, and I'll meet you on the other side here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. well, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling, you're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question, and it's the doctor, and, hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course, and if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part, is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines, and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement, then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally it becomes a language between the two of you, so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. So this company has been around for a long time, and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options. And I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years, is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what? My food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself, and that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors as a real estate investor myself. I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Congressman Christopher Collins says he will fight charges that he used insider information about a biotechnology company to make illicit stock trades. He spoke to the press after pleading not guilty to insider trading earlier in the courtroom.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
He accused a New York City federal court of tipping off his son about bad news and helping others avoid big losses in the company where he was a board member. In fact, he's accused of making the tip-off phone call from a White House picnic. His attorneys say they will mount a vigorous defense to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Super excited about our guest who's joining us, the CEO, Campbell McLaren, for Combate Americas. As somebody who spent a lot of time around the UFC and MMA, in fact, I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, and I talk about it. It's such a huge sport. Combate Americas is ginormous, and that truly is a word. It's almost, where do we begin with this guy? Our next guest is Campbell McLaren. As I mentioned, according to his website, he is universally recognized as the co-founder, co-creator of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He is, again, the CEO of Combate Americas, the first U.S. Hispanic mixed martial arts sports franchise in history. Wow, Campbell, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here. And, you know, obviously happy anytime to talk about my favorite subjects of MMA.
Yeah, so as you go into MMA, I mean, first of all, take us to that story. How does that happen? What was your background?
Well, I was a TV producer. I worked for a company, a very big company called Bertelsmann. BMG was the music division, and we were doing a lot of music pay-per-views coming up on, 23 years ago. And the music pay-per-views were losing that giant company ginormous amounts of money. So
that's never a good plan, is it, to lose ginormous amounts of money?
No, and I got to tell you, the Germans really do not like the color red, let me tell you, when they see red on those figures. So my job was to find something that worked, and I was actually doing comedy and some car racing stuff, and it was working pretty well. And I met Jorge Gracie. And I loved a game, a video game at the time, still around, called Mortal Kombat. And I saw a chance to do something that looked like a reality version of Mortal Kombat. And that's really what the first UFC tournament was. So, you know, the tournament was a huge part of that back then, too. You know, as the sport has matured and evolved, it's now very different. But when we started it, there were eight fighters in one night, and they had to have three fights to win. So I think part of what really launched the UFC was you got to see one fighter, and it usually was Hoist Gracie back then. You got to see one fighter go through three fights in a three-hour period, which is, you know, heroic, epic, and legendary all combined into one. So I think that's what really helped launch the UFC.
Well, and I never thought about this, but it just kind of came to me while you were talking and describing this history almost 25 years ago, but you now have a
Look, I'm aging fast enough, Greg.
Well, you know, I'm right there with you, Campbell. So, but I just realized, and it had never occurred to me, that you have a whole new generation of fans that did not even know that beginnings of UFC and MMA. I mean, so for them, they're saying something completely different. Yeah, they were not even born. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
So, had you had any experience in boxing or wrestling or anything like that when you started this?
Well, I certainly started a lot of fights, but I never ended any. You know, I think what was interesting to me was, you know, there was this whole, in the 70s and 80s, you know, there was a lot of martial arts. What we used to call kung fu and chop sake, nonsensical martial arts stuff. And what appealed to me with the UFC, it was a chance to sort of see what was real and what wasn't. And so I didn't have a background as a fighter, but culturally, you know, the whole Bruce Lee, David Carradine, you know, all that sort of, Bruce Lee wasn't nonsense, but a lot of it was nonsense. And so this was a chance to sort of put all that stuff to the test. And I think we blew through a lot of paper tigers like Chuck Norris and, you know, his ilk that really didn't know what they were teaching and were kind of more baloney than not. And I think that was another cool thing about the early UFCs. It was really kind of had a very strong BS detector.
We're talking with Campbell McLaren. He is universally recognized as the co-founder and co-creator. Yes, universally. As the creator, the co-founder and co-creator of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He has a new league called Combate Americas. And we're really just digging into the beginnings of this sport. And here's my question for you, because not everybody, this is kind of a cultural thing, and not everybody's part of the culture. So I need you to explain, are MMA, mixed martial arts, and UFC, Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or Championship, excuse me, see, even I can get it mixed up. Are MMA and UFC the same thing?
No, absolutely not. And that's what brings us to Combate Americas. Well, we started with Ultimate Fighting Championship, and, you know, John McCain, Senator John McCain, former presidential candidate, deemed us a threat to Western civilization.
And, always a good thing, right?
Always a good thing. Helps in the press. Doesn't always help you, you know, on the business side, but certainly gets people's attention. So the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which some 25 years ago, as you rounded up, was the threat to Western civilization. It's great to know the world has really matured and, you know, gotten so much more civilized that we're no longer that. You know, there's a few folks ahead of the UFC in terms of being a threat to the Western civilization. But we went to UFC because it sounded more like a sport. Right. So Ultimate Fighting Championship, we didn't want to be so fighting-ness. So NBA, MLB, you know, and so on. We went to UFC. So that was that first change in the name. And then MMA came in later when we wanted to describe more of the background of the sport. So mixed martial arts means what it says. We bring together karate, kickboxing, kung fu, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, boxing, all the martial arts come together, and they're mixed. So a great guy named Jeff Blotnick coined FAs. He was an Olympic wrestler. He's one of our announcers and helped really develop the sport before dying of Hodgkin's a few years ago. Great guy. So that's where MMA comes from. People use it generically, the way you say Kleenex when you mean tissue, right? Or, you know, whatever, fridge when you mean the refrigerator. So instead of Frigidaire, I guess. So MMA is the sport, and UFC is one of the promotions in it. And a good example of the difference is the UFC started as a grappling art. You know, it started when I brought in college and Olympic wrestlers and, of course, with the famous jiu-jitsu family, the Gracies. So it's a grappling art that added striking. So you're a wrestler that learns how to punch. You're a jiu-jitsu guy that learns how to do Muay Thai kicks. As I decided to do something else, I decided to start with boxing as the martial art. So in Combate Americas, because it's Hispanic-based, most Mexican fans, fight fans, are strong boxing fans. Mm-hmm. Just like most Puerto Rican fight fans, strong boxing fans, great boxing tradition. So I brought in boxers that are learning to grapple. So if the UFC is grapplers learning to punch, Combate is punchers learning to grapple. Oversimplification, but that kind of is what it is. And what it means is when you watch Combate, you know right away it's different. You see a lot less groundwork and a lot more knockouts. And my guys tend to finish fights rather than go to the judges. Because, as we see, you don't have to be Hispanic to fight in Combate Americas, but you got to fight like a Mexican. And a Mexican fights toe-to-toe, slugging it out. If you've seen Floyd Mayweather dancing back up, that is not Mexican-style boxing. So when you watch Combate Americas, you see an example of what that Mexican and Puerto Rican fight tradition is like. There's a great word in Spanish, in Mexican Spanish, and it's a type of fighter who's known as a fajador. And a fajador is, it's a funny word because it actually means make-out artist. Like the kind of guy that grabs a girl and just goes, blah, 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 blah. And so a boxer is known as a fajador when he gets in there real close and just bangs it out and just slugs and slugs. So that's what Combate looks like. So if you watch the UFC, oftentimes you see very intricate and to the very nuanced fan, the ground game, the very intricate ground game is compelling. But for the new fan and people that may not know the UFC, that have been born since I created the sport, a lot of them are gravitating to Combate just because it's more action, more exciting, and a little bit easier to grasp for the neophyte.
Yeah, speaking of that, Campbell, it's interesting. I've seen Floyd Mayweather fight a few times, and maybe that's why with the UFC there's such a push to see Floyd Mayweather fight Conor McGregor, because to have the action between the two of them as they're trying to figure out a way to get more eyeballs and keep the eyeballs on it, because as you say, Combate obviously is pulling in a lot of those millennial folks and not necessarily just Hispanic. Other people as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, exciting fights are not just something, you know, Hispanic viewers like. and the thing I say about Combate is I said, look, salsa outsells ketchup in the U.S. Not because they're more Hispanics, but because everybody likes Spanish flavor, right? It's spicier. So,
Kate, can you see that this guy's a bit of a salesman?
I get it, yeah.
And a storyteller. Touche on that, Campbell.
I love that. So hang on. There's so much here, Campbell. If you would come back for our next show, that'd be terrific. Can we get you back on?
I think one's enough, guys. You know, there's only so much Campbell to go around. No, I'd love to come back. These are great questions.
All right, we'll see you.
And I like it. I'm universally known, by the way. I appreciate that.
Perfect. We'll see you next time around. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Headlines about FIFA and what's going on there. And how about this? Vladimir Putin denouncing the U.S. over these FIFA arrests. We've got in our virtual green room, Tom Sima. He is a corporate attorney who, by the way, has a very active practice in representing clients from Russian-speaking countries who are doing lots of business in the United States. He also, I'll throw this in, advises American companies in international deals involving Russian-speaking counterparties as well. Tom, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, happy to be able to give you any thoughts I have.
So when you first saw this about Putin denouncing the U.S., and of course you've certainly seen a lot of what Putin has done of late, at least in the past 2 years on a couple of other fronts, what did you think?
Well, it's very in keeping with the narrative that he's trying to construct. His essential position is that the United States is bullying Russia, that we're trying to overthrow his regime, and that everything that we do is aimed at making his country weaker. And so as a result, everything that he says is playing into that narrative. He said that this matter had nothing to do with the U.S., and the U.S. is just seeking to expand its jurisdiction to other countries.
And ultimately, this is just part of, as you said, the Putin spin, right? There's a reason for this, to paint the United States as the bad guys?
Well, sure. And, you know, just yesterday he signed a new law that actually allows the criminal prosecution of foreigners in foreign corporations working in Russia. So, for example, if I'm over in Russia with a Russian law firm or an American law firm, but I'm over there as an American working, doing business, I'm now subjected to the risk that if I displease the wrong people, they may make a phone call to the state security services and say that I'm a spy, and they could bring criminal charges against me for being a foreign agent.
Wow. And I mentioned at the top that you've got clients on all sides of this. Would you think they'd be a little bit nervous about being in Russia for any kind of an extended amount of time?
Well, there are a lot of companies that are reassessing their exposure in Russia. Certainly,
wow.
Some of the larger companies like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the oil and gas companies are continuing to do business to the extent that they can. Some of them have had their activities curtailed by sanctions, but they're still managing to do what they've always done. It's really the mid-level and smaller companies that are finding that the business climate is much harsher than it used to be. And that's not just for foreigners either. That smaller Russian businesses are really feeling the crunch now too, which is too bad because it's the Russian middle class that had been growing that really is in the opposition to Putin. So perversely, the sanctions seem to have financially killed a lot of the people who would be otherwise trying to stop Putin or at least rein in some of the more crazy things that he and the Duma, the parliament, have been engaging in.
Yeah, and why is that? Didn't it seem like a few years ago that there was this little bit of a handshake and there was great business that was starting to be drummed up in Russia, or am I just imagining that?
No, you're not imagining it, and I think there's been a very strong shift in Russia, even before the Ukraine crisis. When Medvedev was the president and Putin was acting as the prime minister of Russia, although they talked about them being two faces of the same machine, I think it really was at least some sort of a tentative effort by the Russian government to explore trying to have better relations with the West, because Medvedev was very pro-Western, business-friendly sort of guy. And so they didn't really try things maybe as well as they could have, and maybe they did some of the wrong things, and they got the wrong ideas of what was going on. And so they shifted back to Putin and a harder line and a more isolationist approach to their business dealings.
Yeah. For you, and specializing in Russia, why do you specialize in that? I mean, obviously, I'm thinking you probably speak Russian and you're skilled in the laws, because right away you revealed something that I had no idea about, the criminal element. I knew that there was discussions, but I didn't realize that had already kicked in that new law. So what's the attraction for you, as many people practice all kinds of law? Why did you go down this road?
Well, it's interesting. During Perestroika, I became very interested in the Soviet Union, as it was at the time. And I think a lot of Americans were very interested at that time, in particular in Russia and everything Russian. And it's just that it never really left me. And I went over there to study in the 1990s during the Yeltsin years.
Yeah.
And I learned Russian fluently and made a lot of really great friends. Not only in Russia, but also in Ukraine and Kazakhstan in particular. And I just followed that because I found it to be a very interesting niche market. And outside of the big law firms, there really aren't a lot of lawyers who cater to this sort of business.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting because what an interesting background you have to see the ebb and flow of that, being there studying in the 90s and now we're at this point. It's a shame. Do you think once Putin is gone, which who knows when that is, that things could possibly bounce back? Because it sounds as though he's got some backing from others.
Well, it's difficult to say how much would change. I think things would change, certainly, if Putin leaves. But I don't know how much they're going to change, because when you have deep structures in your government that are geared towards certain things, it's very difficult to change that overnight. You know, after the Bolshevik Revolution, the the communists had this idea that they were going to completely rewrite the legal system, and they were going to come up with an entirely new type of law called socialist law. But the problem that they ran into was that all of the judges and all of the lawyers and the system as it had worked, you know, the bureaucracy, everything, the entire government apparatus was based on a certain legal structure, and there was only so much that they could really change because it's really entrenched at a certain point. And so I think that, you know, for better or for worse, a lot of Russia's power structure is entrenched in a certain way of looking at the world and a certain way of operating.
Yeah, and do you think, too, as long as you brought up the Ukraine, and I kind of alluded to it at the top, as long as that's going on, there's no way to kind of mend this fence? It's just going to continue to be where it is?
Well, I certainly don't think that the fences are going to be mended right away. But realistically, at some point, Russia and Ukraine are going to have to sit down and figure out how to deal with each other because they're neighbors, and that's not going to ever change. You know, geography dictates that they will have to have dealings with one another, and geography also means that historically they've had a lot of communication, and their cultures are very complementary to one another in a lot of ways. But at the present time, everyone is highlighting their differences and distinctions because of the very poisoned atmosphere between the two countries right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And with this poison atmosphere and then this whole FIFA thing, you know, I think kind of now silence is golden. Nobody's really saying anything necessarily from the Obama administration. But, you know, we watched what happened through the Ukrainian thing that we just discussed. And I guess it's probably just that stay pat mentality. How does this affect your clients? What do they tell you? They have to be a little bit nervous when things all of a sudden shake in a different direction.
Well, sure. Some of my clients are making plans to move assets and businesses out of the country right now. And that's not only in Russia. Some people who are in Ukraine are a little nervous about the future, as they would understandably be. At the same time, there are a lot of people who are willing to stick this through and hoping that at some point there will be a relaxation of the situation and things will start to get better. And while maybe they won't be where they were, you know, say 4 years ago, if it does get better, then, you know, there's still money to be made in Russia. It's a huge country with a very highly educated populace with a lot to offer the world.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting stuff. Would you still say that people should put that on their bucket list as somebody who spent time there to go and see Russia?
Oh, absolutely. There's Ukraine as well. And I would add Kazakhstan, which not a lot of people get to. But really, almost all of these countries of the former Soviet Union are just, they have phenomenal beauty and a rich history. Really friendly people when you get to know them, and an interesting culture, and I would definitely recommend that.
All right, Tom Sima, thanks so much. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Happy to give you my thoughts.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.